The bottom of Chaf and Bay is the Gemara. A few lines up, a Meimar Shachav Le Bar Bre. So Meimar had lost a grandchild of his. Karel Elayu, when he heard the news his grandson had passed away, he tore Kriya. So Asa Bre. So then a Meimar's son, who is saying Shiva for the grandson, comes in, and Kar Bapeh, and the son now, a Meimar's son, tears Kriya in front of a Meimar. Idchar, a Meimar remembered and realized the Miyusha of Kara. He was sitting down when he tore Kriya. Come, Kramumad, he stood up and tore Kriya while standing. So the Gemara wants to know, Amar Lei Rav Ashi, La Meimar, Kriya Demumad Minon. So he asked the Meimar, I see you did a second Kriya, because the first one apparently wasn't good enough. What's the source that you're supposed to stand up while tearing Kriya? So he explains, Minolan, Dechsiv Vayakam Iyo Vayikras Milo. Iyov stood up, all the bad things that were occurring to Iyov, and he tore Kriya while standing up. So the Gemara says, okay, if whenever it says that language of standing up, it means it has to be done standing up. Ela me'ata, if that's the case. V'amad v'amar lo chafatsi l'kachta. This is a pasuk found by Chalitza. Chalitza is when a woman loses her husband and she has no children, so her brother-in-law is obligated to perform Yibum. If they don't want to do Yibum, they do Chalitza. So in part of the conversation of Chalitza, he says, he stands up and he says, I don't want to marry her. So the Pasuk says, Amad, he has to stand up. Does it mean he really has to stand up? And if he sits down, it's not good? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, Bein Yoshe, Bein Omeid, Bein Mota, whether he's sitting, whether he's standing, whether he's leaning over, he's allowed to say Chalitza. Even if he's sitting down, he's allowed to say Chalitza. You see, although the Pasuk might describe an action of standing, doesn't mean it has to only be done in the manner of standing. So Gemara says it's different. Amar Lei, Hasam Lo Ksiv Vayamo. It doesn't say, and he stood up, and you should stand up. Yamo V'yomar. It's a Hacha Ksiv Vayakum Vayikra. And he stood up, and he tore. So to be honest, I don't really get the differences so much. But I guess Vayakum Vayikra is a much stronger form, as opposed to Amar V'amar, he stood up, and he said. So there's a difference. So therefore, Vayiov, he's telling us that he Dafka went out of his way to stand up to tear Kriya. That's the source.
I see the difference.
Yeah?
Of course.
Okay, you know the language much better than I do.
Yeah, it's like if it says in the Chalitza, Amad, and his Vayamud, meaning that the Amad is not necessarily connection to the action, but Vayamud, Vayikra, it's very tied together. In order to Vayikra, you need to.
They both have vavs. It also says va'amar va'amar. It says, "Is it you're saying it's an issue with the vav?"
No, I said the issue with the yud va'yamod. Now.
No, but va'yamod it means. I see what you're saying. I'm saying, and he's getting up and he's tearing kriya.
Looks like the reason he's getting is for the kriya.
Okay. No, it's more of a. I tried looking in the article. I learned this a little while ago. And I didn't really get it clear. It might just be understanding how the language works. You can't really explain it so much.
It's something.
You have to have a feel for it.
It's a feel, exactly.
Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Minayin L'Kriya Shu Mumad. So he was asked the question, how do you know Kriya is supposed to stand, done being standing up? Shinemar V'yakum Iyov Ha'ikra, like we just said before. Iyov stood up and he tore Kriya. Gemara says, no, me can't bring a riot from Iyov. Dilma Milsa Yisayir Asa Hudav. Maybe he was doing something extra beyond the requirement. Dilo Temach, if you don't suggest that he did more than he had to, the Pasuk says, Vayogaz Es Rosho, Hachanami? And Iyov tore out his hair. And his action is a deraisa. A person's not allowed to tear out hair as a sign of mourning. So it's clearly Iyov did things that are more than we usually do. So you can't learn any proofs from Iyov with respect to Avelis. So what's the source? Ella mehacha from the following pasuk, v'yakum ha'melach v'yikres bigadav, and the king stood up and he tore his clothing. So this pasuk is found in Shmuel Beis, and this is referring to David when he heard that. I don't know if it's when he heard that. What's his name? Shaul died.
Absalom killed all his brothers.
So after he heard David's sons heard he died, after David heard the sons died, so he tore Kriya at that moment. Avshalom was trying to kill David also.
Crazy.
You know, the Pasuk Tilmi say, let me say, Baruch Avshalom, what's the, one introduction to it is, Mizmor the David, Baruch Avshalom, yeah, and Tilim. And he says the whole Mizmor, he's running away from his own son.
Marabu, yeah, I know what he's
saying. Okay.
Avshalom,
yeah. he's singing a mizmor, and his son's chasing him to kill him, and he still sings a mizmor. The Mefarshim explain what's pshat. So the Gemara says, so Vidilma, maybe Milsi Seiras Avid, maybe David Melch was also doing something more than he had to do. Maybe really you could sit down while tearing Kriya. He just did something extra. Dilo Temalcha, because if you don't say that, Hacha V'yashkev Arza Hachanami, then David sat down on the ground. So here too, are we going to obligate every Avil to sit on the ground? But V'hatan, the Baraita tells us that an Avil does not have to sit directly on the ground. Yashav Agavi Mita, Agavi Kise, sits on a low bench, on a low chair. Agavi Odainu, I'm not sure exactly what Odainu is. Do they say in the English what Odaini means? A machtesh gedol, a large grinder or something?
Mortar, yeah, mortar.
Okay, so you said instead of a mortar, which I guess was able to be sitting on, lo yatsu de chavasa, you're not, sorry, I'll read the parentheses here. Read the parentheses. Gedol agavik karka mekulan lo yatsu de chavasa. If a person sits on the ground, though, a person's not yotzeis chiv. So we see David Melch did something that we're not normally, is not normally the halacha. So the Gemara explains, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan shelo kaim kriyas mita. Rabbi Yochanan explains why you're not yotzi. You're not yotzi the din of kriyas mita of turning over the bed. So Amalei kein arta. No, when it says that David sat on the ground, didn't mean he literally sat on the ground. He sat low down to the ground. It was as if he was sitting on the ground. So David wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary. He was doing the proper halacha, just like he sat low on the ground, which was the halacha. So too, he tore kriya standing up, and that was the halacha.
It is Monday.
Yeah. Tanar Mark quotes a Bryce and says, Elu Dvarim Shavil Asar Behem. The following is a list of things that an Avil may not do. Asar Bimlacha, he can't do any work. Ubrichitza, can't bathe. Ubrichitza, can't put oil on. Tashmi Shemita, Nilas HaSandal, Asar Lekos Betorah, Venivim Kisum, Lashanos Bimishim Bimidrash. He can't learn Tanakh, can't learn Shas, can't learn Mishnahs. Ubalachos, Vashash, Uvagadros. Every area of Torah can be learned. Vim Hayut Rabin Tzichim, if, however, the rabbim need him to darshan, they need him to give halach, they need something from him, he's a big rav. Eino nimna, he doesn't have to hold back, he can give a drasha while being in the state of avelis. Only if he's needed, of course. Umaisa, there's once an episode of Meis Benosha Rabbi Yossi B'tzipuri, Rabbi Yossi lost a son. V'nichnas a beis ha-medrash, he entered the beis ha-medrash, v'darsh kol yom kula, and he darshaned the entire day. So it's a very important tosas here, two tosas in this kedai to look at. We listed in the Mishnah, a Brisa rather, many things that an Avil may not do. Now the truth is, this Brisa was not an exhaustive list. It wasn't thorough. It was missing certain things. So Tosix explains, Hacha lo chashiv dvarim shemitzuva lehen, kigon kriyas hamita v'atifas harosh. Why didn't it tell us in the Brisa that he has to turn over his bed, and then he has to cover his head, the atifas harosh, two things we don't do anymore now, but they was done back then. Because the lo chasher el milu de aser ben, only things that were aser, not things that were required to do. They had to turn over the bed, had to cover the head. We're talking about things that may not be done. And tefillin shel shalom. So why were in those things? Those are things that are aser to be done. That wasn't listed in the brisa. Why not? Lo chasher dein ze kol yimei ha'avil. That doesn't apply the entire week. Only for a few days. Kedamer lekaman tachboses lo chasher. Finally, like we'll see later on. Tachboses lo chasher. Why didn't they consider that a avil is aser to wash his clothing? So that's included in bathing and cleaning one's body, cleaning one's clothing is included in that. Now, afagav de la'el maisi trei kara, even though earlier the Gemara brought two different sources for rechitza tachbosis, but either way, they're still the same idea. Aval Tosus continues, honey de lo nehagin kal shavua lo, lafuke mi peris harach shapiri shirabinu shmuel hayamati la'avil asas melacha achagim yamim. So, now, what we said before, they only listed things that applied the entire week. So one of the things listed was melacha. You can't do melacha, so melacha can't be done all week. But Tosafot quotes an opinion of Rabbeinu Shmuel that said, no, you're allowed to do work after 3 days. Umash ain't fine. So that's the first half of Tosafot. Second half of Tosafot is very important. I think I mentioned this the other day, maybe last week. Umash ain't nogin atalas atifas arosh v'kiyas amita. Why nowadays do we not flip over the bed? Why nowadays do we not cover our head with atifas arosh? We do it. Right, why don't we do this anymore? So Tosus explains, Samchinen aha d'amino b'yushalmi. The Yushalmi explains, Ach sanai einu chai b'kfiyas amita. A guest does not have to flip over his bed if he's avel and staying at somebody's house. The lo limrin charish, they don't call mecherish who, perish k'mechashif. They don't call him a sorcerer. These things are witchcrafty with black magic. U'kumokain, so too, Anu ben anachim, we live among the non-Jews, and we don't want them to think of us flipping over our beds and accusing us of being doing machshefa. V'yeshbinenu avadim v'shvachos. We have among us slaves, servants, who they might be concerned that they're doing kishuf, so we don't flip over the bed. I'll give you another explanation why we don't do kfiyas amita. If you were to flip over the beds, it wouldn't be any different. Apparently, the beds in the times of Tosfos, that the same, the opposite sides were exactly the same. Let's say a mattress, so not well mattress, but some mattresses you can flip over. Many mattresses you can flip over. It's the same on either way, on either side. So their beds, you flip over either way, it was the same. So it really wouldn't do anything. And no one would recognize the kfiya flipping it over. The yeshlem dal kundasim milamala. The poles stick up from exactly.
Same height.
Right, kain raglaim. The height was the same thing as the leg. Uchadamin lekaman dargish in tzarach lefosa. Just like we find other instances, a dargish is a bed. We'll see later on in the Masechta that this is the type of bed you don't flip over because there's no recognition. So to our bed, says Tosfos in Europe, didn't have beds that were recognizable. The yod, a third reason why we don't do kfiyas amita yeshli ten tam. At least why we don't do a tifas harosh, which they used to cover their heads. Shelo ya maybe ki imli de schok in a tifas yishmaelim. Because nowadays, even though maybe back then, earlier in the times of the Gemara, they used to wear the head coverings. And we don't do that anymore.
What do you mean by head covering?
They used to have a hood. You know, like the way the Arabs do. They wrap around their heads and they back then, apparently, even the Jews would do this. They lived in these Arab countries. This was what was done. Nowadays, they live in Europe, and they have different dress. They wear hats and suits. They didn't wear any of these robes anymore. So if your person would start walking around wearing those robes, it would look different. People would make fun of them. Nowadays, there's so many Muslims in Europe. Maybe it should go back to the way it was. I don't know. But that's what Tosfos said. People make fun, so we don't do that anymore. Okay, that's one number one in Tosfos. Let's do the second Tosfos. Also the Kros B'Torah. The Gemara tells us, yeah?
Okay. I wish I knew that before I was in an oven. I read every day the whole Sefer Tehillim.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was doing something good.
No. Tehillim is B'Torah's Tefillah. It's B'Torah's Davening. You weren't learning it. No, but that's learning them.
Because.
Right. Okay. Well, so we'll see. We'll. I mean, the Miri writes
I
actually.
Imagine that's the only time that I did it in my life. Every day the whole thing.
Okay. I think Tilm is a different story. Tilm is more of Taras Bakashos as opposed to
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, if someone, let's say, says Tilm every single day with Taras Bakasha, so in theory you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah before saying Tilm. It's not Taras Torah in that regard.
I don't say Birchas HaTorah before Tilm.
So that tells you it's not Torah. You're saying Taras Tefillah.
Oh, that's you're saying the morning. So if it's Tilm, it's going to say Birchas HaTorah.
But I'm saying, but by you saying Tilim before, you're
including for the whole day.
Right, exactly. But you said Tilim before. You said before you say Birkas Torah. You just said in the morning.
No.
Oh.
Did davening fill in everything?
Oh, you said Tilim later on. Oh.
Afterwards.
No, but Tilim might be already different. The Meiri writes here on the page that a person's allowed to look into Musar Sfarim. It's a big question everyone asks on Tisha B'Av. Can I learn Musar? Can I learn Misias Yesharim? Yeah, you can, because it helps you do the right thing. Part of it's tshuva. See, when you're in Ovid, there's also an element of tshuva as well. So Tilim brings people to do tshuva also. So,
okay, I hope you're right.
Okay. Yeah. So let's look at Tosfos for a second about the Isser to learn as an Ovid. Now, before we do that, actually, let's look at Rashi all the way on the top. Rashi, three lines from the top, says, Asr lekros. Kedamrin la'el, like we learned earlier in Daf Tezvav, midamar yirachmano yicheskel, that Hashem said to Yicheskel, honek dom, be silent. V'hadamar avil chayv v'chol mitzvos hamuros b'torah chos min atfilin. So, but isn't avilin? Sounds like he's chayv in Torah also. So Rashi explains, hasim shar mitzvos be'alma v'al hani isbe simcha. But this has simcha. So Rashi really points out there are two different sources why an avil shouldn't do learning. He either shouldn't learn because he's not supposed to speak, and a big element for learning is speaking and saying it out loud. And another element of learning is one shouldn't be happy, and a person who gets simcha when he learns Torah. So Tosfos kind of elaborates on these two points. Tosfos writes, Dibur Maschil v'asr likos b'Torah. B'tshuvas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zikini, my grandfather Rabbeinu Yitzchak, writes Tosfos, Kasav ki Rabbeinu Yaakov haya osu b'mei avelu b'iyu v'kinos v'dvar maram sh'b'yirmiyah. Not only is asr to do everything, but even the sad things, even the kinos, which are sad, and even Yirmiyah, the chapters which are about the bad part of the Churban. This is also asr. Midilo tani l'bishmaisen, k'mo tishabav. Shuli Tainis in Maseches Tainis talks about Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do Dvar Maram. But here in Maseches Moed Katan about Avelis, it doesn't mention you're allowed to learn the Dvar Maram. But however, when he got older, and then he retracted and said, we know you're allowed to learn the bad things just like Tisha B'Av. He equates it to Tisha B'Av and Avelis. An Avel is allowed to learn in an area he's not familiar and comfortable with because he's breaking his teeth. It's not fun. No one likes to learn Gemara when he can't understand what's going on. Every word he looks up in the jazz show, it's breaking teeth. It's very, very not fun. That's permitted also, says the Yushalmi. Masma Shoshona come up with Tisha B'Av, just like by Tisha B'Av. Shoma Reperk Basa the Tainus. Aval Kori B'Makum Sheinu Ragil. So just like by Tisha B'Av, a person could read an area of Torah that he's not familiar with, so too Yushalmi says an Avel could read an area he's not familiar with. So we see the two halachas are equated. V'Halchi Kamar, the Talmud explains. Hasam Kol Mitzvah Sehanoges B'Avel Nohages B'Tisha B'Av. V'Ashla Kosh B'Torah. Aval Kori B'Makum Sheinu Ragil V'Kori B'Yov Yikinas V'Chulei. So he says from this line, Mashma the Yuchora, the Avil of a Tisha B'Av Shav, and the equal, could the Kamer of Yushalmi. Umiu Avil Shonu B'Makam Shiragil, Mashma the Hadafka Shariv Lo B'Iyav B'Kinis B'Yirmiya, but he says, wait a second. The Yushalmi says you're only allowed to learn an area you're not familiar with. But an area, let's say you're familiar with Kinos or Yirmiya or anything out Iyav, then you would not be allowed to learn that area. So Tosis is going back and forth what the status is, what the halacha is with regard to Dvam Harayim.
And today?
Let's just finish the last two lines, sorry. Umash Hevi Rabbeinu Yitzchak Re'aya Le'aser, he brings a proof to forbid one from learning Dvar HaRoyim. Aser B'Divrei Torah Shenemar Honog Dom Mashma L'Hakol, be silent. Silent from everything, even from Dvar HaRoyim. In nearly Re'aya, I don't think there's a proof. De'lo Kamar Elo B'Davar HaMesamcho. You're only supposed to be silent from something that makes you happy. Kedamar B'Tainis Mishum Shenemar B'Kutei Hashem Yisharm. The Pekut Hashem, the commandments, the Talmud Torah of Hashem, makes you happy. Okay. So the Tosus back and forth. Is the Isser of learning Bidim Simcha? Is the Isser of learning Bidim Hanak Dom being silent? Nafkamina being is Dvam Haram Aser. If it's about Simcha, Dvam Haram doesn't bring Simcha. If it's about Hanak Dom being silent, then you cannot learn Dvam Haram. The Mais had to be Paskin. When it comes to Avelis Paskin, you're allowed to learn Dvam Haram in the first Shigemara. How do you Paskin by an Avel? I'm not sure. I think we say it's usher entirely. I'm pretty sure, but I don't know.
By
Tisha B'Av, you have to learn Dvar Haram. That's in before Shigemara. All Shiva, I think. I could be wrong. I think everything's usher, but don't quote me on that. Okay, back to the Gemara now. Gemara says, Rabba Bar Barchana Yisrael Beimilson. Rabba Bar Barchana, something bad happened. It's a nice way of saying he lost a relative. He thought he was not going to go out and give his shir. If the rabbim, the tzibur need to, you're not allowed to hold back from them. He wanted to place an amora. Amora, you find in many places in Shas. To my understanding is that it served two purposes. The amora, one thing was translate the words of the rav to the common language. He spoke in Hebrew or Yiddish, and he spoke in English, spoke in whatever French, whatever language it was. Number two, the Amor was able to amplify his voice. They didn't have microphones, of course. So if it was a large crowd, he was able to project the voice. He had like a nice, booming, deep voice. That's my understanding. So he wanted to. So Rabbi Bar Chana went out to Shul, went out to the Beis Medrash. He was going to set up the Amor, the amplifier. And Elahichi, so, but then Amarlei, Rav, Tanya Ubilvad, the Brisa tells us, however, Bilvad Shalom Yami Targuman, but you cannot have a Targuman. You have to do this on your own. Quieter, so there's some hacker that you're still an avel. So ve'ela hechi avid. So what is he supposed to do? He had the tiny like the Brisa tells us. Ma'isa umeis benoshu Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli. Rabbi Yehuda lost his son. Ve'nichnas lebeis hamedrash. He went to the shul. Ve'nichnas bechinin ben Akavia. Ve'yashav b'tzido. And Rabbi Chanina followed him and sat next to him. Ve'lacha shul Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia. So he whispered to Rabbi Chanani ben Akavia. Rabbi Chanani ben Akavia, the Turgaman, and the Turgaman Hashmila Rabbim. So there was a middleman there.
Two.
Right. So Rabbi Yehuda whispered to Rabbi Chananya, and Rabbi Chananya told the Maturgman, and the Maturgman made the amplified the speech to the cloud. So yeah, you need it. They couldn't do it without that. You couldn't do that without the guy translating. You couldn't do it without the guy amplifying the voice. So you have to just have a middleman to show something's different because he's an avil. Says the Brisa, the Talmud Rabbanan avil gimel yam harishonim asul haniach tefillin. The avil cannot wear tefillin the first 3 days of his shiva. Mishlish veilach and shlishi bechlal mutul haniach tefillin. From the third day on, and including the third day, one may wear tefillin. However, vim bo banim chadashos, if new faces come who have not come earlier, in a cholitz, he doesn't need to take off the tefillin. He's allowed to continue to wear tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, avel beij hamarisham. Only the first 2 days is it asr lahaniach tefillin. You can't wear. Visheni Visheni Bechlal Mutal HaNichtvin. From the second day on, and including the second day, one may wear tefillin.
So it's much more. It's one day. Because the second day itself, you're allowed to.
Right, but I think the beginning, maybe the first moment you don't wear it.
You wear it in the morning, right?
In the morning you don't
so
wear
the first day you don't wear it. Then this is the next morning is the second day.
I think the second morning you don't wear in the morning, the rest of the day you do wear it. I think may shachars, I don't know exactly what point. You do. So then, second day, you put it on. V'im bo panim chadash. However, if a new face comes that has not yet come, then chalitz, you have to remove the tefillin out of respect for them. So, Amar Rav Masna, my time at Rabbi Elias. What was the basis of Rabbi Elias' reasoning? That's 3 days. D'chsev ha'isamu yimei bechi avil Moshe, eva Moshe. And the days were complete of mourning for Moshe. So how do you learn this from here, that 3 days? So does Rashi give an explanation? Rashi says, Mashma, 2 days, 2 full days. Vaitamu Yimei. The days were complete, tamim, complete, like Weimar spoke about the Shabbos, complete, shalim. 2 full days. So only on the third day you're allowed to start wearing it. Amar Rav, you know, my time with Rabbi Shua, why did he already permit you to wear it on day two? The most bitter day is day one, 1 day. Kiyom, 1 day is the most bitter day. That 1 day is Asr, but day two already one starts wearing tefillin. Rabbi Shua, Nami Hoksiv, Vayitamu Yimei. What is Rabbi Shua going to do with the day? The pasuk that implies 2 full days. Amlecha Shaini Moshe the Takif Avelu. No, because Moshe Benu, the leader of Am Yisrael, he died. That was a much more severe, intense type of Avelu, so it lasted 2 days. A typical Avelu is only 1 day. That at least the intensity of it is only 1 day. Rabbi Elazar, Nami Hoksiv, Vayachisak Yomar. Rabbi Elazar, who felt that you need 2 days to not wear tefillin. What does he do with the pasuk about 1 day? So he says that Iker Maria Chadiyomahu. Yeah, I agree. The most bitter day is day one, but that doesn't mean day two isn't bitter. So 2 days are very bitter. Days one is more, day two is less, and day three is even less. Amar Ula Halacha Rabbi Elazar bechalitza v'halacha Rabbi Shuba hanacha. We pass like Ula with we pass like Rabbi Eliezer with respect to chalitza, which means that if Parm Chadash has come, you do not need to take off your tefillin. And you pass on Rabbi Shua in terms of Hanacha, that already on day, you have to wait until day three, already on day two, you're allowed to start wearing tefillin. So we take the coolers of both ends. Day two, you start wearing tefillin, and if Parm Chadash has come, you don't need to take them off. We're machmir for wearing tefillin. Asks the Gemara, Ibailu b'sheni le'ula cholito eino cholitz. On day two, according to Ula, so Ula says again, we pass on like Rabbi Shua, that day two, you start wearing. But on day two, when you're supposed to start wearing, do you take off the Panim Chadash Hashkam? Or only on day three, Panim Chadash Hashkam, you don't take off anymore? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. What's the halacha with day two? So, Tashma, Amu'ula, Choleitu Meniach Vafil Me'apamim. You take off, put on, and if even 100 times, meaning day two, you start putting it on, but still day two, if Panim Chadash Hashkam, you take it off for the Panim Chadash Hashkam, you put it back on. If new Panim Chadash Hashkam, you take it off again. You could do this as many as 100 times, if not more, if one needs to. Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same idea. Yehuda ben Tema Omer Cholit Miniach Afil Me'epamim. Ravas comes along and says, Amar Kevin Shaniach Shavein Cholit. He argues and says, once you start putting on tefillin, day two, you don't have to take them off, even in the presence of Panim Chadashos. How could he say this? V'ha Rava Ahu Damar Halacha Ketana Didan Damar Shlosha. Doesn't Rava hold that you have to go 3 days without wearing tefillin, not 2 days? How do you weigh Rava in here when we're going according to the opinion that says you could already start wearing tefillin on day two? So, alright, so this, by the way, was in a different context. You look at the bottom Rashi and Amud Aleph for a moment. Rava Amar Kevin Shemaniach, let's go back to that one for a second. Rava Amar Kevin Shemaniach B'sheni, once you start wearing tefillin on day two, like we passed above, Shiv Eino Chalit L'Fanim Chadash, you don't have to take off even if Fanim Chadash has come. But the Gemara asked, and Rashi explained, Hama Rava Leel, didn't Rava say earlier, yesterday's daf, B'kfias Amita Halacha Ketana Didan Damar Gimel Yamu Ikra Velis, that the Ikra Velis is actually 3 days, not 2 days. Hachanami Nibai Gimel Yamu L'Hanich Tefillin. So to hear, Rava should say, you require 3 days of tefillin, not 2 days of tefillin. The Gemara says, mitzvah shiny, meaning, normally speaking, the Ikra Velis is actually 3 days. But when it comes to tefillin, mitzvah is different. It says Rashi in the top line that mitzvah shiny, kolomer hol, mitzvah lehaniach tefillin, matzi lehaniach le'alter b'sheni. Since tefillin is being a mitzvah, we don't want to push it off 3 days. You could raise up, place them on in the beginning of day two, right away.
Matzi lehaniach le'alter b'sheni.
Metzah, you can. Metzah, yachal. Yachal to start wearing tefillin already immediately on day two. Mitzvah, we have a special exception. But normally speaking, Rav agrees that 3 days is considered the ikar avelus. Tan Rabbanan. Avel giva yabim harishonim asr lahab belacha. Avel may not do melacha the first 3 days of his avelus. Vafilu aniham is parnes minat stak. Even if a person so poor that he only is able to sustain himself and his family by collecting money, he's also asr. Mikan ve'ilach, after day three, bitzina besoch beso, he's allowed to do it privately in his own home. Ve'aisha tova befelach besoch beso, and a woman's able to sew or do spin the wheel for the wool in her house privately. Okay. So one of the big halachas, one of the first questions that a rav or chaver kedusha might tell a person who's in avel, ask, do you have a business? Do you have a business partner? Because the business has to be shut down. So if a person, you have a business partner, so they'll tell them that you're supposed to call them up. One of the first things that's uncomfortable, but call them up and say, listen, I'm an avil now, and I'm giving over the complete business to you for the next week. It's all yours. And afterwards, I'll reacquire my portion of the partnership. That's what's typically done. So Gemara quotes Tanur Rabbanan, Avil giving Yom HaRishonim, the first 3 days, Eino Holich LeBeis HaAvil. So the first 3 days, an Avil can't go to another Beis HaAvil. He has to stay home. It's an Isser for him to leave the house. Mikan Ve'ilech, from that point on, Veinu Holich Veinu Yoshev B'Makom HaMenachmim El B'Makom Misnachmim. From that point on, he's allowed to leave the house to go to another Beis HaAvil only, not to go to just a random place, but to another Beis HaAvil. But when he goes, he does not sit with the Avela, the Menachmim, rather he sits with the Avelim. He sits down in a low chair with them. A number of years ago in NYU, there's a very sad, two tragedies that happened in Hillcrest, very close with each other, within the shiva of each other, two young children who died in both different cases, and close families, and they were a couple blocks away. So, at one point during the shiva, as, one passed the three-day mark, they went over to the other Beis Avel to sit with them, showing comfort to each other, this bad, bad tragedy that happened.
What did you die
for? One boy woke up, just didn't wake up in the morning.
Wow.
I remember, for the other one, I don't remember. Afterwards in YU, they made a whole, I think to this day, they still have a Mishnayel Slezecha Nishmas, this boy.
Oh, the other boy?
Yeah, I think maybe a girl, but I don't remember what happened.
Oh.
I don't remember.
That's a mamish prodigy.
Yeah.
It was a tzaddik probably.
So, the Gemara says, so again, there's an Isser for Avil cannot leave the house. He's brought down in the Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and when it comes to Tisha B'Av, since everyone's considered Avelim, then the Avil is allowed to leave the house to go here, Kinos, and here, here, Eicha, that's permitted to go on Tisha B'Av, because it becomes almost a base Avel. Ah, right, the Tosas writes that, apparently. Look at Tosas, Dibra Maschel Mikan Ve'elech Holich. The second Tosas on the page, the small little Tosas. He writes, Perish B'Tosefes HaRav, Valze Somchen Shabam B'Beis Knesset B'Tisha B'Av, V'Nu Yodeh Im Hum Minag Tov. So this is the basis for the minag, for that Avel would go to the shul on Tisha B'Av, and they wasn't sure if it was a good minag. That we consider Tisha B'Av to be like a day after 3 days of Avelus, v'naf k'minilin in tefillin. Okay, fine. So he says there's such a custom, but then Avel does go to the shul on Tisha B'Av, like what we just said. Gemara now continues and quotes another brisa. This is now 1, 2, 3, 6, 7 lines down from the top. Tanur Rabbanan. Avil gimel yomim harishonim aser b'sheilas shalom. That a Avil is not allowed to greet one another or somebody else. You can't greet him. He can't greet you. Now there's a debate what exactly greeting means. Now we say good morning. Is good morning considered a greeting, or is greeting only how are you? The some rishonim was only asking how are you. It was the news when John Kerry went to visit one of the families that was mourning for the kids. So the three kids who were kidnapped and killed. So he says to her, "So how's your day going?" She's like, "What do you mean, how's my day going? How's your day going?" So you're not supposed to ask how are you to an avel. What do you expect him to say when someone's going through a hard time? You don't ask how are you. You know that they're not doing well. So that's certainly not allowed to be done. You can't ask how are you. The question is, are you allowed to say good morning, hello? Is that something that's permitted? That's the debate, and we'll see in a moment the story of Rabbi Kiva. Some bring a ride from the story of Rabbi Kiva. We'll see in a moment that it would be us even to say shalom, just a hello, would be problematic, while others think it's permitted. So the Gemara says, so again, Tanur Rabbanan, Gimel Yamim Rishonim Asur L'B'Sheilas Shalom, Mishalosh Shavat Shiva, from 3 to 7, Meshiv Eino Shoel. You could respond. Someone asks, how are you? You could say, I'm doing fine. or I'm not doing fine, but you don't ask how they are doing. And mikan ve'eloch, after Shiva, sholom meishu kadarko, you could go back to your regular way of speaking and greeting one another. Shlosh yam harishonim aser b'sheilas shalom. Is it really true that the first 3 days of Shiva are aser in greeting one another? Ha'atani, the Baraita tells us that ma'isa b'meisu banav shel Rabbi Akiva. One time, Rabbi Akiva's children had died. V'nichnasu kol Yisrael v'spidam hesped gadol. And all Klai Yisrael came. You can imagine the eulogy for Rabbi Akiva's children. Now, b'shas p'tirasa, in the moment of he wanted to part from everyone, and everyone was going to part from him. Amr Rabbi Akiva al safsa gadol. He stood on a large couch or something, a barrel. Vamar, he got up on the podium and said, Achenu beis Yisrael, my brothers, Jews, Shimu afilu shnei banim chasanam menucham hu b'shvil b'kavod she'asisim. So he says, listen, even two sons, chasanam menucham, two sons who are chasanim, who I guess weren't yet married, were going to get married, menucham hu, they're now placed alongside, I'm not sure if they're buried as of yet, probably they weren't buried yet, b'shvil b'kavod she'asisim, because the great honor that you showed. Then b'shul Akiva b'asim, you came for Akiva, hare kama Akiva b'shuk. There are many Akivas in Shuk. You didn't come for the name Akiva. You didn't come for me. Elakach amartim Torah selakav bilibo. The Torah is in his heart. V'kol shechem shescharcham kafel. And so too, your schar is doubled.
Showing respect to the Torah.
Right, he showed, because it wasn't Akiva. It wasn't me Akiva. It was the Torah. He acquired Torah. He wasn't taking any credit for himself as being Akiva. He's, you know, my parents called me Akiva. I was called Akiva. You're not doing it for the name of Akiva. You're doing it for the Torah that I acquired.
Smart.
So, he says, therefore, he says, L'chul v'aytechem l'shalom, so go back to Shalom, go back home. So this is within 3 days. This is day one. This is the day of the Levaya. The first day of Avelos. And he still says, go l'shalom. He gave them a greeting. So, tells the Gemara answers, Kavod Rabin Shai. No, when it comes to Kavod Rabin, that's different. You could show, say greeting, you could say Shalom to the covered Rabbim. So that's how the Gemara gets out of this. But we see from here, though, if it had not been the case of Rabbim, it would be usher to even say Shalom. Saying Shalom, saying hello, saying bye, is a greeting that would be usher as well. Not only asking how are you, but even saying hello and bye would be problematic. This is the Raya that many Rishonim bring. Gemara says further now, Migimel, Mishlosh Shavat Shiva, from 3 to 7, the rest of the second half of Shiva, one could be Meshiv in a show. One could respond to a greeting, but cannot ask how you're doing. Mikan ve'elach after Shiva, Sholom Meishu Kadarka, one could do the normal greetings. So asks the Gemara, Im Minhu, Hamotis Chaveyu Avel B'soch Shloshim Yom. Person comes across a friend who's an Avel within 30 days of the Mace. Midabri Mo Tanchumim Veno Sholom B'Shlomo. You speak Tanchumim to him. You say, I'm sorry to hear about your loss. Hamokim Minachim Eschem B'soch. So you say those. Or maybe you'll, but you cannot ask how you're doing. That's again a silly question. How are you? How are you feeling after losing a relative? That's not a question you could ask people. However, after a 30-day period, after 30, you can ask, how are you? Go back to regular speech, and you do not say tanchum, you don't say makom minachem. It's already gone right now, and back to getting him back on the track of a regular life. So, mesa isha, if a person loses his wife, v'nasa isha acheres, and he remarries, one may not enter the house to speak about tanchumim of his first wife. Once he gets remarried, no more discussing a previous wife.
To remarry so quick.
So Gemara talks about, right? So the Gemara talks about these different inyanim. So normally speaking, you're not supposed to get married for the first few months. But in a situation where he's has mitzvah mekayim peruvu, he needs to have children. Doesn't have children yet, or he has young children that need to be taken care of. He's allowed to remarry. Yeah, that quick. There's a Gemara in Ketubis, it might have even come in my cotton, I don't remember, that, I forget who it was, maybe Rabbi Shimon, he lost his wife and had many young children, so I think he wanted to marry his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, I think it was, and already at the base Kvaros, he asked her to marry her, so he married her right afterwards, so she could take care of the house, but they did not engage in a tashmish until a few months later. So, but there are heterim to marry soon if there's a great need. Okay, then the Gemara says, Matzah b'shuk. So let's say you find him in the shuk. So I'm not sure what time period is this. It's within Shloshim, I guess.
The same thing.
Within Shloshim, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, within Shloshim, you find him in the shuk. Amar lo b'safar rafa. the Chavad Rosh is talking quietly, softly about, you know, Hamakim Nachim and Kovod Rosh, and you bow your head down. These are the ways you're supposed to speak to a Navil. So continues the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin Hu Shoel B'Shalom Achirim. So he could ask how others are doing, Shachem Shrim B'Shalom, because others are B'Shalom. People, they're regular people, didn't lose a relative. However, Achirim Inu Shalom B'Shalom, Oshu Inu Shar B'Shalom. But you can't ask to the other, how are you doing, because he's not B'Shalom, he's not doing well. So, we're supposed to bring this price for a question. V'Hom Mitakasani Meshiv. The fact that he could respond, Mechlal D'Sharlin Alei. That they ask him. So this price just told us that you're not allowed to ask how the Ava is doing. Above, we said from 3 to 7, he's allowed to respond. The Ava is allowed to respond if somebody asks him. That implies that someone's allowed to ask him. Are you allowed to ask the Ava how you're doing, or are you not allowed to ask an Ava how you're doing? The Gemara says, no, it's the obvious answer. The Lo Yodei, they didn't know. The guy didn't know he's an Ava, or he didn't know the Alach, they're not allowed to ask how you're doing. So if the guy didn't know and asked how you're doing, you're allowed to respond to, I'm doing fine, thank you. But Lechachila, everybody agrees you're not supposed to ask how you're doing. Sihachi, Hasam Nami, so there too also. So why not in the first 3 days, if he asks how you're doing, you should also respond, I'm doing fine.
For people that don't know.
Right, exactly. So more so, Hasam Modalav, Lomadarle. Now there, the first three, since it's so intense, we say, I'm sorry, I can't respond to you. We tell him, I'm an Avil. That's what you say. And you don't respond, I'm doing fine. But here, after day 3 to day 7, you don't have to let them know it, and it's uncomfortable. When I was in yeshiva, Shana Bet, the second half of the year, so January time, so many guys from college come back to visit yeshiva, and they learn for a few weeks. So during that time period, a Rebbe, I was there all year, and the Rebbe comes up to me and says, oh, so how's it going back in NYU? And meanwhile, I was in yeshiva the whole time. He obviously didn't realize I was in yeshiva. So I had the option of lying to him and saying I was in YU and trying to make up the rest of the story, or I could have just been honest and said, I'm sorry I was here the whole year, and be uncomfortable and be awkward. So I figured I'd go with the, I felt bad embarrassing him, but I had to embarrass him because I couldn't make... I was in the yeshiva the whole year.
YU?
No, in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh.
And the Rebbe there said, oh, how's YU going? Because all the guys came back from YU to visit during the break, but I wasn't in YU, I was in yeshiva the entire year.
I was supposed to know that.
No, because he was a Rebbe in the yeshiva that I was learning. instead I said, oh, I've been here all year, and it was
thanks
awkward.
For paying attention.
The way. So it's awkward telling someone the truth sometimes, like saying, I'm sorry I can't respond to you. I'm an Avil. Saying that's very awkward, but that's halach within the first 3 days. Afterwards, you are allowed to, you don't have to tell him what it is, you're allowed to say, I'm doing fine, thank you, and don't make him so uncomfortable. So those are different experiences a person has to have. So that's the halachas of greetings. Gemara says, again, Hachal Tzarch Liyodiyu, but after day 3, you don't have to let him know anymore. Asks the Gemara, Uminhu, Hamotzi es Chaveiro, Avil, Besoch Yud Beis Chodesh, person finds an Avil within 12 months. Medabri mo Tanchumim, you could speak Tanchumim, you could say, Amok Minachim Eschem. Veinu Shol B'Shlomo, but you can't ask him, how are you doing? However, Lach Yud Beis Chodesh, Shol B'Shlomo, you're allowed to ask how you're doing, Veinu, no longer do you speak Hamak Minachim Eschem anymore. A roundabout way, mention something without mentioning the name. Rashi says, Minatzad means, Shomelo Tisnachim, you should be comforted. But, Eino Maske Shem Hameh, so you don't mention the name of the one who died. So, and then furthermore, the Gemara says, Am Rebbe Meir, Hamot Yitzchaveir, Avil Ha'achar Yud B'Shchodesh, Umadabe Mo Tanchumim, person who does speak Tanchumim after 12 months, what's he similar to? L'adam shenishbar raglo v'chayso, a guy breaks his leg and gets it healed. U'mazirof, he finds a doctor. V'amalo kilcha itzali shani shover v'rafenu, come to me, because I can break it and make it good also. So, k'desh yateita shimshman shali yafin, so you should know that my medicine works well. So a guy's trying to be a Baal Gaiva and say, you know what, I'm going to show this guy I'm such a good comforter. I'm going to bring up his mace after 12 months and tell him I can make him feel good. Remember that you lost your mother? Well, I'll make you feel better by saying, don't worry, it's going to be fantastic. She did a great thing, made a great legacy, and so on and so forth. That's what it's compared to. But we see from all this, though, within 12 months, you're allowed to ask with Shlomo, you can ask how they're doing, and within 12 months, you can say Tanchumim. Well, above we said 30 days was the marker. Before 30 days, you're allowed to speak all this way, but after 30 days, no longer speaking Tanchumim. Is it 30 days or is it 12 months? answers the Gemara, Lokasha, Hubba Avisa Vimo Habashar Krovim. The difference. When it comes to mother and father, where the Avelis lasts for 12 months, so that means Tanchumim lasts for 12 months, means you can't ask how are you doing for 12 months. When it comes to a other relative who's not a mother or father, then the time period is only 30 days. So Gemara again, Avivimo Habashar Krovim. Hasanami, Yadabri Mo Tanchumim, Minatsar. So wait a second. So when it comes to other relatives, 30 days is the marker. After 30 days, you should at least be allowed to speak minatzad. You could still say, you should be comforted. Don't mention the name to the person, but you could still say, comforted minatzad. In achanami, yeah, that's also permitted. By a non-parent relative, one may say after day 30, you should be comforted. What does it mean, kedarko? You don't speak any tanchum after 30 days? It means, avel medabri mo minatzad, but you can't speak minatzad. You could speak to them in a roundabout way.
Which one is it? After the 3 days, after the 7 days, after the 10 days, after the 12 years?
No, so that's the whole thing.
So many brises, yeah.
There's so many brises, but it depends. Mother, father versus another relative. Mother, father, it's 12 months, and for another relative, it's only 30 days.
So what is it about the 3 days and the 7 days that the brises
say? The 3 days, if someone greets an avel, he says, know. I can't answer. 3 to 7, you'll have to answer back, not to make him feel bad. Day 7 to 30, you could speak regularly. Day 30, you could speak minatzad. When it comes to parents, from 7 days until 12 months, you speak regularly. You could speak, sorry, you speak b'tanchumim, amok minach meschem, and afterwards, you could speak minatzad about a parent. Tanur Rabban, the Gemara brings a brisa now that says, Avel gimel yamim harishonim babim makam karov, moni mahim. So, right, this next piece here, we should do this, I think. Yeah, we'll continue doing this, okay. Talks about scheduling the shiva. It gets a little complicated, especially Zman Hazeh, especially when the all the different siblings live in different locations and the burial is going to another location. So Brisa tells us that Avel Gimel Yomim Harishonim, when Avel the first 3 days of shiva, Bab Mimakum Karov, Mona Imahim. So the whole family is sitting shiva, and there's a brother who's a distant land, and he makes his way over. So if he's coming over, he lives in a close city. We haven't defined what close city means, but he lives in a close city. So if you can make it over within 3 days from this close city, then he counts with them. So let's say he makes over and they're already counting day 3. By the time he gets there, he just has to count the remaining 4 days. Doesn't need to do his own shiva count. Well, let's say Baba Makam Rachok, he lives far out, East Asia, very, very far away. Mona Latzma, he has to count on his own. But let's say Mitan Ve'elach, let's say he gets there after 3 days of shiva. Even if he comes from a close city, the Avels, the most Avelim, the family sitting in Woodmere, and he's coming from Farakwe, not too far. But for whatever reason, he decides to slowly walk over and take a couple of extra turns. He doesn't make it over to the base Avel until day 4. That's the case. Even though he lived in an area that's close, he has to count a whole new shiva on his own, separate from the rest of the family.
We didn't hear.
What?
We didn't know.
He didn't know, let's say, right? He didn't know and found out afterwards. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afil Baba Yom HaShvi, Mamakum Karov Moni Mayim. Nope. Even if he makes his way over to the last day of Shiva, he's Nichlal, he's included with the rest of the family who sat a full day of Shiva, he's Yotze with that full day of Shiva. So, Amar Mar, Gimel Yom HaRishonim, the first 3 days of Avelos, Baba Mamakum Karov Moni Mayim. He comes from a close area, counts with them. So Amar Bichir Braba, Amar Yochan, Vahusha Yish Galu HaBayis Bebayis. It's only if the Galu HaBayis, the highest member, the highest ranking member of the family, could be the spouse who's left over, or it could be the oldest brother. I forget what it had to define based on God the Habayis. But the God the Habayis has to be in the location, the main location, where the people are saying Shiva for all these halachas to apply. Okay, so we'll stop here. And tomorrow's a little bit of a shorter daf, I think. But we'll continue on this topic of how to count Shiva with different family members.